It is now time, the ABZ Financial Report. That's right, ABZ, Albrecht, Vigiano, Zurich & Company, full-service accounting, wealth management firm, always so dedicated to helping you achieve your goals, and have been doing so for over 67 years right now, bringing that quality service on a timely, cost-effective basis. Always welcoming Joe Ferreira into the rotation on a Monday morning at our LI News Radio studios. Great to see you, Joseph.
Great to see you, Jake.
There you go. Good stuff. Lots happening in the world of finance and business. Some great stuff on Friday with Wall Street really capping a week of some milestones. And certainly a few more Friday stocks closing modestly higher. Talking about that nice number of 23.3 and change from Dow Jones, Joe. Nice end.
Yeah, it's about 1,800 points this year in the Dow. The even crazier number is the NASDAQ. NASDAQ's up about 1,500 points, or about 33% in the last 52 weeks.
Interesting stuff. NASDAQ 66.29 and change. S&P as well, 25.75. 10-year Treasury, 30-year bond rose. Gold dipped a little. Well, you just can't get a steady hold on gold anymore. You know, every time you think it's going to go through the roof, I mean, what's the deal with gold and silver this year?
It usually goes the opposite way of the way the market goes.
Is that right?
So basically, as markets go down, people rush to gold. So when the market's doing well, usually gold is usually not that high.
Yeah. Crude oil up a little bit to about 51.47 now. So you got a really good situation happening here for the week. What do you attribute this nice little flow we're seeing on these markets? I mean, 22 we thought was great when it hit. 23, wow, we're going to have a party now. I mean, could it go even higher? What is the deal here?
There really is, right now, it's almost like a perfect storm where everything is worldwide is happening at the same time. So as a result, all the lines are, everything is lining up at this point in time. So the markets are still in probable upward trajectory for some time.
So your trends, as far as you're concerned, what you're thinking, this will kind of stay the same, pretty much. Do you see any obstacles in the way?
There's always going to be potential dropbacks at points in times. Usually the one thing that might make it drop back is bad news. Again, whatever happens with the tax legislation, that could make it drop a little bit. You know, they say that the tax cuts are already factored into the market at this point. So if something doesn't happen, it might make it pull back a little bit. But all the signs at this point in time seems that it still has an upward trajectory.
It seems like we're closer to tax reform now than ever before. What do you think?
Again, you just don't know right now. Right now, the information that's coming out of Washington is sketchy. They talk about, you know, three rates. Now they're talking about a possible fourth rate.
12, 25, 35 could be a fourth.
Right. It could be a fourth, which we don't know what that rate is. Right. And that might be for anybody who makes over $1 million. That's one of the things that's coming out of Washington right now to try to pay for some of these other tax cuts. But, you know, the biggest news came out was Friday, having to do actually a New York Times article, which actually has been out there, is that the Republicans are talking about possibly cutting the 401k amounts that you could put away. Right now, currently, an individual could put up to $18,000, defer that income, or up to $24,000 if you're over age 50.
Okay.
Now they're talking about cutting it back to possibly $2,400.
Wow.
So Wall Street is up in arms with this thought. They actually have a lot of lobbyists pushing Washington to try to get that, you know, so that that doesn't go into the legislation.
So 2,400 and currently what now?
18,000.
Wow.
The logic behind it, they call it they want the Rothification of pensions, meaning that instead of putting money pre-taxed, it'd be putting away money post-tax. So if you think about it, you could still put away $18,000 in a Roth, but it's after tax. But to get there, you're going to have to make $26,000.
Yeah, exactly. Say. Now, what about penalties? Is it still 59 and a half?
Still
that number stays the same,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So very interesting to see what could transpire here. But when I say we're getting closer, it seems like volatility in Washington with the volleying back and forth might have lessened somewhat. So maybe, you know, with everything that has happened as far as bipartisan and bickering over these things, you know, there could be a kind of a calm before the big storm. It seems like there's a lull in the action. You get that feel, or am I a little presumptuous in my thinking?
It's hard to say because, you know, they say, oh, it's going to be a big tax cut right now. There's still so many moving parts. The big thing here is that a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I'm going to get my standard deduction is going to go up from $12,000 for a married couple up to $24,000. But if you have a big family, you're going to really get hit because you're losing $4,000, all the exemptions you're going to lose. So that could be a lot of money. Plus, they're still talking about keeping the state and local taxes out of the itemized deductions. It's, again, for anybody in a blue state or, you know, big states that have a lot of state income taxes, it's going to be a big impact, and you're not going to have a tax cut. You're going to have a tax increase.
Really is. Talking with Joe Farahi, of course, from AVZ, the Financial Report. You know, I noticed gas prices have really dipped. They're back down now to where it was before the first hurricane, Hurricane Harvey, down in Texas. Well, remember, it was about $2.39, shot up to $2.89. We're back to $2.39 in spots. Interesting how gas prices have pretty much declined here.
It has to do with supply and demand, right. And basically with the hurricane in Houston, it disrupted the flow
refineries
of gas.
And everything else, yeah.
So as a result, it's another way they can utilize and get higher prices for a period of time. It happened with Katrina too. When Katrina hit, prices spiked by a dollar or more per gallon during that period. But right now, as the flow is starting to stabilize, then the price is starting to come down again.
There you go. Let me throw a couple of things at you, a couple of little tidbits here regarding affordable housing. Seems to be in short supply, and pretty much people should spend roughly 28% of net income on housing. This is according to U.S. lenders, Joe. But by that benchmark, the average earner could not afford to buy their thousand-square-foot residence or rent a three-bedroom home in any of the 105 metropolitan areas. It was ranked by Bloomberg's Global City Housing Affordability Index. So interesting little tidbit there, although 51 of those areas have become more affordable since 2012. Only 12 cities would be considered affordable if consumers spent even half their income on housing. So affordable housing is always a very big issue here. And, the least affordable metros are emerging markets like Buenos Aires, you know, talking about stuff overseas, Caracas, while seven of the top most affordable are in North America. So affordable housing still seems to be at the top of the list there. What do you think about that?
Affordable housing is always going to be an issue. Long Island, especially, we call it the brain drain that's been going on for some time on Long Island for younger people coming out of college to be able to afford housing on Long Island's become difficult. And as such, people have gone to other states that they could have better housing, say North Carolina, things of that nature.
No question. Let me throw another one at you here regarding retailers. A painful 2018 it could be. Now, 2017 has certainly not been easy. We know that. Next year may not be much better. The ratings agency and Fitch expecting the retail industry to endure up to $7 billion in defaults in the coming year. You got Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, Talbot's considered likely candidates. Your traditional retailers continue to struggle. We know that. As consumers shift toward online options, we know that as well. The retail-pocalypse, as it's called, expected to claim some 6,400 stores this year, Wet Seal, Payless Shoes, Toys R Us, we know about, a slew of other retailers have declared bankruptcy in recent months. This does not bode well as far as 2018 is concerned. Now, we knew there's trouble in retail land. You have the fourth quarter and everything else we're upon right now. Black Friday really not far away. I mean, this is very troubling here.
Brick and mortars is becoming a bigger problem relating to retailers. You'll see malls start to drop in size, drop from tenants. They have to come up with a new ideology or philosophy how to sell. If you look in China, Alibaba, one of the things that they've been doing, Alibaba's equivalent to our Amazon, they've been working with a lot of stores. And so, you know, a lot of things are drop shipped from the stores. And again, there has to be different thinking outside the box to be able to keep some of these stores. And in China, they are working, and the stores are out there.
No question about it. Something to keep an eye on. We know there's trouble, but it could get worse. Now, also, cyber attacks could be getting worse, Joe. They are on the rise. 64% of Americans have been affected by a major breach. This, according to a January Pew study, security firm Gemalto found that 2 billion records stolen or lost due to cyber attacks first half of this year. And that is a 164% year-over-year bump. That is troubling.
It is, especially with Equifax. What they found in Equifax situation was that they didn't go through the necessary security patches that they needed to, and as a result, it allowed the hackers to get into Equifax and steal millions of names and personal information.
There you go. One thing about Tesla, Wall Street Journal reported, would make Elon Musk's company the first foreign automaker to have a fully owned manufacturing center in China. Groundbreaking arrangement could help Tesla slash production costs on cars it sells in the world's biggest market, the electric car market there. So China now wants to sell about 7 million electric vehicles a year by year 2025 here. So make way for the electric car in full here.
Considering that China had so many pollution problems over the last 20 years because of how they ramped up so quickly and they used every kind of possible energy source. Coal was a big component of it. Now they're very dedicated towards trying to clean up their air, and that makes a lot of sense.
Speaking of China, by the way, Misenix, a Farmingdale base maker of ultrasonic medical devices, announced last week that it's entered into a license and manufacturing deal with a Chinese company in exchange for payments of at least $11 million. So you got a nice little collaboration there, China and this Farmingdale-based company. More of that maybe to come, too.
China's economy is changing. If you remember way back when Japan was known for having inferior products and things of that nature, China, and then, you know, everything was cheap, and that's changing, metamorphosizing. And in China, people's incomes are going up, and they have a lot more income, and you're seeing, the wealth that's coming to Chinese individuals. So that makes a lot of sense.
There you go. Joe, what do we have to see for this coming week? We got a lot going on here. We got the president, with this whole thing with Kennedy. Who knows how that might tilt the way as far as the financial word is concerned there. But, certainly you got tax reform, the president pushing hard. And we know over the weekend he held a conference call with the GOP members and urging them to pass the Senate's version of the budget this week. Do we see anything new regarding this, do you think?
Again, I still think it's debate. There's a lot of people who want it. They haven't rolled out the complete package, and they haven't, in essence, they set these rates, but they didn't set what the thresholds are. So am I getting a tax cut or am I getting a tax increase? So people can't even figure out exactly what that is going to come out to. Until the actual thresholds come out, it'd be difficult for anybody to vote on it.
And what do you think? Are we going to learn some long-suppressed secrets about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy this week?
I don't think so. And I was reading about it myself, and basically they think it's going to be more of a non-event. And it's something 33,000 redacted clips that were going to be released, and I don't think anything new is going to come out. If you've ever been to Dealey Plaza, and they have actually a John F.K. Assassination Museum over at Dealey Plaza, which I visited a couple of years ago, The whole point of having that is a lot of different theories about what could have happened, who could have been involved, if there was any kind of conspiracy. Was it the mafia? Was it the Cubans? Was it the government themselves, or a collaboration of a few of them? But, you know, nobody knows, and probably went down with Kennedy, unfortunately.
I agree. I do have some questions regarding assassin Lee Harvey Oswald's trip to Mexico City just a few weeks prior. I'd like to know a little more about that, but we shall wait and see. Always great to see Joe. Joe, for our ladies and gentlemen, that's right, ABZ, the financial report, 434-9500, Albrecht, Vigiano, Zurich, and a company. They are the firm of choice as far as everything. And I'm talking auditing, business and strategic planning, fraud and forensic services, government services, mergers and acquisitions, not-for-profit services, taxation, health care, and yes, wealth management. Check it out on the site, avz.com or avzwm.com. We'll see you soon. How's that?
Take care, Jay.
There you go.